From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. More storms and tornadoes have hit communities in the nation's midsection, killing at least 12 people. One twister slammed into the town of El Reno, Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City. Oklahoma Governor Mary Fallon tells KOCO-TV the damage in her state is widespread.
Certainly, we will have a large amount of counties that will be included into an emergency declaration as soon as we get the count of the counties to put on that decoration.
Areas of Kansas and Arkansas were also hit. Search crews are going back out in Joplin, Missouri today.
Have you guys been checking the crawl space?
They're looking through damaged homes and buildings, looking for more victims from the tornado that devastated that city. NPR's Cheryl Corley says 122 bodies have been recovered so far.
Joplin Fire Chief Mitch Randall says he's not ready to give up hope that there may still be survivors in the rubble, even though the tornado that ravaged the town occurred last Sunday. Randall says a search and rescue effort is being conducted slowly and methodically.
We're searching every structure that's been damaged or destroyed in a more in-depth manner.
Randall says dogs and dog handlers from all over the country will also come in to help in the search efforts. Cheryl Corley, NPR News.
President Obama is meeting with Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron in London. Their talks expected to focus on the NATO military operation in Libya, as well as ongoing tensions in the Middle East. Deputy White House National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes.
It is the alliance between the United States and the United Kingdom and the broader transatlantic alliance that is the cornerstone of global security and the extension of the democratic values that we share.
Later, the two leaders will hold a joint news conference, and President Obama will speak to members of parliament. NATO warplanes are again striking at targets in Libya's capital today. NPR's Martin Costi reports international concern is growing, though, about the legitimacy of those airstrikes.
Russia has never been happy with the military campaign in Libya, but it decided not to block the UN resolution authorizing force to protect civilians. But now the Russian Foreign Ministry says NATO is going too far. The Russians call the intensifying bombing raids a grave departure from the UN resolution. Lately, NATO has been concentrating its firepower on Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli, and critics say the mission to protect civilians has morphed, unofficially, into a mission of regime change. The Russians are expected to try mediating a ceasefire, but Libyan rebels have rejected any deal that leaves Gaddafi or his inner circle in power. Martin Costi, NPR News, Benghazi, Libya.
Experts say the volcanic ash drifting from Iceland appears to be diminishing. The cloud of ash spread to Germany today, closing Berlin's airports and disrupting some 700 flights. This is NPR News from Washington. Democrats have scored an upset win in a special congressional election in New York State in a traditionally Republican district. The race turned on the Republican Party's plan to overhaul the Medicare system, a plan embraced by the GOP candidate and rejected by the Democrat, Kathy Hochul, who won the election. New York Congressman Steve Israel is chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. He says the victory is a blow to the GOP Medicare proposal.
And they were held accountable in this district, and we will hold them accountable in districts throughout the country.
The Treasury Department has sold part of its stake in insurance giant AIG. NPR's Jim Zaroli says the Treasury plans to keep reducing the government's holdings in AIG in an orderly fashion.
The government says it has sold 200 million shares of AIG at a price of $29 a share. The government had owned 92% of the company. After this sale, that stake will be reduced to almost 78%. AIG suffered huge losses during the financial crisis in 2008 because of contracts it had written with investors ensuring the value of different assets. The company had to be rescued by the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department, which together committed up to $182 billion in the company. With the sale of these shares, the government has reaped a small profit of almost $6 billion. U.S. officials had hoped to sell off more shares, but AIG stock has been falling sharply this year. The government says it will continue selling shares through next year. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Two astronauts from the space shuttle Endeavour are floating outside the International Space Station.
Great to be back outside. We have the most beautiful planet in the universe.
Nice view, isn't it?
They're doing work that will allow the station's robotic crane to extend farther. I'm Craig Windham.